the organiser and publicity officer for the National Garden Scheme, East and Mid Sussex. I always feel when I introduce Jeff Stenbanks that it's a bit sort of, that title, Jeff, is a little bit like Captain Mannering. Do you know what I mean? Don't you know who I am? I'm the Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for the National Garden Scheme, East and Mid Sussex. Anyway, it's good to have you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, well, not too bad. Apart from hay fever, I'm all right. I can't shift it. I know.
Well, this morning I've been baking cakes for my next opening, lemon polenta. Shame you couldn't have had some instead of a chocolate cake for your 10 o'clock treat.
I know.
There you go.
But that's life, isn't it?
I know. Sad but true.
Sad but true. Well, it's been a good month weather-wise for any gardens that were open in June. And it sounds, I don't know if you were listening to Ian Curry earlier
indeed,
on.
Yeah? Yes.
It sounds as if it's not going to be at all bad for July either.
No, it doesn't indeed. But we've had the longest day, so it's downhill from here on in, isn't it?
And a happy Christmas, yes.
But we've still got lots of gardens open throughout July. And as usual, Joe, all the gardens mentioned allow children in free and serve delicious homemade tea and cakes. Let's start first then in Surrey with Southlands Lodge in Southlands Lane, Tandridge, near Oxted in Surrey, where for an entry of £4 you'll find a surprising garden on the edge of a woodland enjoying open views of adjacent fields that are formal and informal areas scaled to complement a late Georgian gatehouse. Mass planting offsets selected specimens, mostly chosen for their pollen and nectar that help sustain the resident honeybees. It opens on the evening of July the 7th from 5:30 to 9, and here there is wine along with the refreshments too. Also in Oxted is the Boffy, Tandridge Court in Tandridge Lane, which opens from tomorrow right through until the 1st of July, weekdays 11 to 4 and weekends 5 to 9. Find a 1.5-acre hillside garden on 5 levels that is accessed by steps and slopes, creating varying views with specimen trees. Each level contains either water features and garden artwork, and entry there is £5. Over now in northeast Hampshire, we have a much-loved 2-acre garden full of fascinating colour combinations inspired by the artist owner. The garden is West Silchester Hall in Bramley Road, Silchester. There are many spectacular herbaceous borders filled with rare and unusual plants, pots with half-hardies, a wild garden with orchids surrounding a pond. Always a large plant sale with a tempting selection of plants propagated from the garden. It's open on July the 8th from 2 to 5:30 and entry is £4. Dean House, Kilmaston Road, Kilmaston, Alsford, is also in northeast Hampshire. Its 7 acres have been described as a well-kept hidden secret behind the elegant facade of its Georgian centrepiece, sweeping lawns, Yorkstone paths, gravel pathways, many young and mature trees and hedges, mixed and herbaceous borders. See the working walled garden with glass houses growing 125 different varieties of vegetables. It'll open on July the 4th and the 22nd from 10 to 4 with entry £6. In West Sussex, there's Bowley Farm, Bowley Lane, South Mundham, lying southeast of the cathedral city of Chichester. The ever-peaceful location is a haven to garden birds, ducks and wildfowl, who gather daily around the many tall and wild grasses and camouflage. The magical gardens are a mix of countless exquisite perennials, shrubs and roses, all connected by handmade stone paths, peacefully sitting under the hand-dog leaves of a magnificent willow. It opens on July the 1st from 2 to 5pm with entry £5. Next up is Park Lodge, a half-acre head gardener's cottage, mixing formal and informal, cultivated and wild gardens. Hedges divide the garden of mixed borders and roses. It opens on July the 22nd from 2 to 5pm with an entry cost of £4 and is located in Bedham Lane, Fittleworth, near Pulborough. Now we've got three brand new gardens for 2018 in Sussex. The first is Old Stone Link Edge, 63 Battery Hill, Fairlight, near Hastings, opening on the 5th of July. It's a large, well-established garden with a variety of shrubs and borders. See a small wildlife pond with waterfall, lawn sloping steeply down to a sizeable fish pond with a bridge leading to a woodland walk and a variety of shady seating areas. It opens from 1 to 5 with entry £5. Next, an exciting new trail is the Hellingley Parish Trail near Hailsham. It opens on Sunday, July the 8th from 2 to 5. For £5, see 5 examples of cottage gardens all within walking distance of each other. And a bonus, the village can be reached on the 51 bus from Eastbourne 2. Entry is £5. And the third, another brand new trail, is the East Grinstead Town Gardens. They are set to lift the spirits and make you smile. They are all past winners of East Grinstead's In Bloom Best Front Garden, and the back gardens have quite different styles too. Most are established, and the enthusiastic owners are keen propagators growing from seed, cuttings and plugs, sharing their surplus plants. see an interesting collection of bonsai, a lovely vegetable garden, and lots of plants for sale. The Trio open on July the 22nd from 1 to 5 and cost £6. Okay, I very much look forward to catching up with you again on the 29th of July when we'll actually be open for the Macmillan Coastal Garden Trail, and your friend Jim Buttress will be here in the garden at 11 a.m. to actually open the garden.
My goodness me. What an exciting
day. Yeah. And if anybody would like to catch up with me at Hampstead to Court, I'll be representing the NGS on the Griffin Glasshouse stand on the 4th of July, so please come and say hello.
Well, I might come along, Sello, because I'm there most of the
time. On the 4th of July?
Yeah, every day, I think.
So, oh, every day. Well, I should look forward to catching up with you. I'll have to look you out in And also, yep. My own garden, Driftwood, is opening July on the 10th and 24th of the scheme, and entry £5, so maybe I'll see some of your listeners here. But if anybody wants to know more, as usual, they can call 01483 211535 during office hours, or visit www.ngs.org.uk.
Always good to have you with us. Thank you so
much. Thank you very much indeed. Enjoy Hampton Court.
Will do. Cheers now, Jeff. Thank you very much indeed. That's Jeff Stonebanks, our man from the NGS. Let me just give you the job title again, because it does make me smile. He's Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for the National Garden Scheme, East and Mid Sussex. They raise money for charity, and Jeff does a lot of good work in picking out a selection of gardens for you to visit each month from Feb onwards. People start opening on. Oh, that's very good.